Letters to Daniel, Volume 3, Letter 122, The Return of It, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the fifth month, on the 31st day of the fifth month. Dear Dan, Tuesday, 2012, 05:22, 9:30 p.m. This morning, I was at an office of a psychologist, Ph.D., who specializes in pain treatment. This was my third appointment in as many weeks. It was 4 weeks ago that the osteopath that I am seeing to treat my chronic pain problems referred me to the pain psychologist. At that appointment, I had asked the osteopath what he thought about getting a shot of Demerol or something at a clinic periodically so that I could have a pain-free oasis every so often. He thought for a moment and said that that was a bad idea. Then he thought for another moment and said, "But I have something better." As we were walking to the front desk, he asked the receptionist at the same time to give me a printout from Amazon.com about a book he was recommending I read, along with the business card of a psychologist that specialized in pain. The osteopath recommended that I read a book called Full Catastrophe Living by John Cabot-Zinn, Ph.D. I purchased both the audio and Kindle version of the book and began to review it before my first appointment with the pain psychologist, which was on 12 May 2012. As I began to review the first few pages, it became immediately clear to me that this was a treatment plan based on New Age, age-old, mystic Zen Buddhism. In evaluating whether I should go ahead with the appointment, I was reminded of what I had previously written about the Lord working through earthly means, so I went ahead with the appointment. In that first session with a psychologist, I mentioned the book by Cabot-Zinn. He acknowledged his familiarity with it, after which I said to the doctor, "Doctor, I need to tell you that I am a basic Bible-believing Christian, and I disagree with about 98% of that book. I really do not agree with any sort of New Age treatment." He responded by saying that he was Catholic and went to Mass every week, and that he was from Texas, so he wasn't New Age. During this third session, the psychologist demonstrated to me how to perform muscle relaxation techniques. But as I observed and copied what he was doing, he used his voice to produce a rather slow, methodical chant with words like, "Flex it, hold it, watch it. All the tensions drift away." What was really telling was the unearthly emphasis he put on the word it. And the contortions he made with his hands reminded me of the female dancers I had seen on TV that dance in Thailand in worship of, I guess, Buddha. And he would repeat this for each hand and foot. I was following along in full skeptic/Berean mode. This process had the desired hypnotic effect, but not on me. He slipped into an altered state briefly and began to channel an evil spirit. He did not seem to know this, but I could tell by the change in his voice and the apparent command authority that the mantra phrase had produced while he was speaking. When we were through, he asked me what I thought of that, and I replied that I thought it was weird. He then said that if he started to do anything I was uncomfortable with, to raise my hand, and he would try a different technique. All this was after I had already explained to him in the first session that I had disagreed with 98% of what I had read in the book, which I later told him I had revised upward to 100%. At the end of the session, in just the last minute, the Lord spoke His word through me, and I said, "Everything I believe rests on this foundation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, And then I said, "Soul, psyche, it means the same. The Apostle Paul said that this," as I touched my arm, meaning the human body, "is a tent, and that those in Christ will get a new tent at the resurrection. The soul, or personality, is the work product of the relationship that the spirit man has with its immediate surroundings, and the closest surrounding he has is with his tent, the body. So," I continued, "when developing a treatment program for me, you will need to take this into consideration. It will take some time for me to wrap my head around that," he responded. Then for some reason I brought up that I knew the scripture pretty well. The doctor replied by saying again, "I'm Catholic. I go to Mass every week." "And I respect that," I responded. Afterward, when we were driving home, I looked at Angel Gabe and said, "One of Rampa's?" "Yep," he replied. "Why am I not surprised? I have one more appointment scheduled. It will be my last." Footnote, 2012-05-27. This concept I had already been thinking about for some time, even many years. As I review now what I have just written, I realize that the closest relationship the spirit man has is with himself, then his surroundings. In the kingdom of life, however, those who are born again do not worry about self, but are concerned with loving our Father in heaven, and then our heavenly family. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me." Jesus of Nazareth. Blessings. R.C. Theophilus.